The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Bears lost again, Tony. 6 in a row. Where's this going to end?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Well, if it's like yesterday, it'll end 1 yard short of a first down.
Yeah, I'd like it to end with the firing of the GM and the head coach. How many weeks consecutively have I said that on Monday when we opened this show?
I was going to guess about 5 in a row, but maybe even more than that.
That's right. I think
no,
you're right.
No, you want them gone, right? You want them out.
Yesterday, out, please.
Yeah, all right. Well, not actually yesterday. Actually, 5 weeks ago yesterday. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Giants beat the Seahawks. The Browns are suddenly 9-3, and the Eagles yanked Carson Wentz. But we begin today with the aftermath of that hideous collapse by the Jets yesterday against the Raiders. Greg Williams, the defensive coordinator, who ordered an all-out blitz and was beaten by a rather routine touchdown pass, was fired today. That blitz call was widely panned by his own players. The Jets are still winless. Somehow Adam Gase is still employed. Wilbon, did Greg Williams deserve to be fired for that call?
Yeah, sure. Yes. I mean, and I understand, Tony, that this is who Greg Williams is. We have known him. We've covered him. This is who he is.
Yep.
He does this. He does it, and he justifies it, and he says to you when you're sitting there with a pen and pad after a game, I'm not just going to sit back and zone and get crushed. I'm going to go after somebody. And this is who he is. It's sort of like today's version, a 21st century version of Buddy Ryan, except Buddy Ryan wouldn't have done that. But Greg, yeah, you can fire him after that. Tony's sitting there watching, and I know you were because we were on the phone. It's not believable that he made that defensive call. It's not. And when you have your own players say, what the hell was our coach doing? And you have the opposing quarterback who threw the pass go, I couldn't believe he did it. And you're Owen. Yeah, you can fire him. You can.
Yeah, so to me, it's the worst call since Darrell Bevell in the Super Bowl declined to hand the ball to Marshawn Lynch at the 1 yard line and threw a pass. And New England intercepted it and won the Super Bowl. And what's interesting about that is what Darrell Bevell is doing now. He's the interim head coach at Detroit just beat your Bears yesterday. The problem with Greg Williams, I've always felt this, is that Greg Williams will tell you he's the smartest guy in the room. It's okay to think it. I'm not sure you should tell everybody you're the smartest guy in the room. I thought strike one was Bounty Gate. And he took a big fall for Bounty Gate. This is strike two. I don't know if he gets strike three, even though he's been a defensive coordinator and successful.
Successful.
In seven
he's
different
wearing
spots.
A Super Bowl ring.
Yes.
It's not like he's from the moon and you're like, well, who's this guy and what's he doing? You know who he is. You know exactly what he's doing, Tony. But when you're the Jets and you're 0-for and you have a chance, I mean, you know, we always hear players and coaches talking about our coach's primary job, his responsibility, is putting his players in the best position to succeed at any given moment. This was the complete opposite of that, was it not?
So let's get to this. It's impossible in any sport for a professional team to lose this game. The other guys have no timeouts. They have 35 seconds left. You're going to beat them. Except the play before that, he's got a guy wide open in the end zone. Derek Carr's got a guy open in the end zone. He overthrows it. The next play, the safety just gets beat, just normally beat by a couple of yards. They're going to lose them all. They're going to get Trevor Lawrence. Somebody else is going to coach the team. Jacksonville's not going to catch him. That was actually unbelievable.
Abomination.
Right? You're watching it, you go, can't happen.
Jets or Bears? Who's worse? Right now.
Oh, the Jets are the worst team. Oh, the Jets are worse. Come on. They're terrible. They're not going to win any games. They're not.
The Giants and the Seahawks are going in different directions. You must love this. All this I-95. Jets to Giants. I'm sure we'll get to Philly in a minute. The Giants started the season 0-5 with a 5-2 since. including yesterday's 17-12 win in Seattle. The Seahawks started the season 5-0, but are now 3-4 since. Their defense used to be the problem, but yesterday it was Russell Wilson and the offense. Tone, is the headline of this game that the Giants won or that the Seahawks lost?
So Russell Wilson didn't exactly cook yesterday when they let him,
no,
did he?
He wasn't
cooking.
He
had a fumble. He had an interception. I believe he was sacked 5 times because he holds the ball too long. And he's out of the MVP race right now. But if you ask me honestly what the headline is, I think because of the NFC playoff picture and now the compression in the West because of the way Seattle loses, I think the headline is probably Seattle loses. But as you know, I'm a native New Yorker. I've got to suffer through the Jets, who stink beyond words. So the Giants, they're on a different trajectory, Mike. As you said, they're 5-2 in their last 7, and those two losses are by a total of 3 points. And they don't have their best player, Saquon Barkley. He hadn't played.
That's right.
So I look at this guy, Joe Judge, who's 38 years old and is a coach, and I'd never heard of him before his name, coach. Never heard of him. He must have some idea what he's doing.
Well, most importantly, probably, he must have the confidence increasingly of his team, because they've gone from stinking as badly as the Jets to not, to being 5-2, and that defense is really good. That's what I thought yesterday, Tony. Yes, Russell Wilson holds on to the ball too long, hit a couple of bad plays, but Tony, it just simply looked like the Giants had them figured out and wrapped up. You hold Seattle to 12 points in that stadium. I mean, that's an accomplishment. I don't care whether they're fans there or not. So I think the story is actually the Giants, who have had quarterback issues, obviously injury. You mentioned Saquon Barkley, the best player on their team, their franchise player, injured and since like week 2 or 3, whatever it was. So, man, I mean, I'm looking at this thinking, and the Giants, Tony, in that division, I mean, you can build some momentum and you can get in the first round game and find yourself able to win it. And Philly's terrible. I don't believe in the Redskins, not yet. And the Cowboys, get them out of here. The
Washington
Giants look
football
like an
team.
Actual...
We make that mistake all the time. We always make that mistake because we've been here for so long. Let me just say this about Joe Judge. Do you want to know his resume? Here's what he did. He worked for Nick Saban on special teams in Alabama, and then he worked for Bill Belichick on special teams in New England. That's quite a pedigree. And I will also tell you, I'm sort of happy for Colt McCoy, who I didn't think got a fair shot in Washington when he was here for a number of years. But with the Rams winning yesterday, as I told you they would, there's real compression now in the NFC West. I would tell you that New Orleans has moved away from the others. They have. Speaking of moving, we move now to the potential certification of the Cleveland Browns as a good team. They put 38 points on Tennessee, another good team, in the first half yesterday. Baker Mayfield had 4 touchdown passes, 290 yards in that half. Tennessee climbed back but could never draw even. Will Vaughn, everyone knows you hate the Browns. You hate Mayfield. You always pick against them. Have they now convinced you that they're good?
Tony, you're old news, dude. I don't pick against the Browns this year. I'm in a pool, and I got record. You can look up what I pick every week. I thought the Browns were going to be better this year. They are better this year. Tony, I'm not going to overstate it, though, like everybody on every network talking about the Cleveland Browns today. If Baker Mayfield can do this every week, then he'd be Joe Montana. He wouldn't be Baker Mayfield. He is playing better. This is the first really good team that they've beaten. Good for them. Good for the Cleveland Browns. There is ascent to the Cleveland Browns. But I'm not going to sit there and say these are the Cleveland Browns in the 1960s with Jim Brown. Let's not get carried away. You have to do something, or you ought to have to do it 2 or 3 or 4 weeks in a row before we proclaim that you are now a Super Bowl contender. The Browns are improving. Maybe there's enough season left where they can really get on a roll going into the playoffs. But this ain't extra credit. This ain't fourth grade. I want to see some more of it.
I will tell you, it's the first time they've had a winning season since 2007, and if they were to make the playoffs, be the first time since 2002. You know the last Cleveland Brown quarterback who had 4 touchdown passes in the first half? It's
Frank
Otto
Ryan.
Graham. It's not. It's Otto
North
Graham.
Northwestern zone,
it's,
baby.
It's 1951.
Wildcat.
It's wow. Otto Graham. Look, wow. I was skeptical about them because they had lost to Baltimore, to Pittsburgh, and to the Raiders. The good teams they played, they had lost to. But Tennessee's a pretty good team, and they pasted Tennessee. And
crushed
this guy,
them.
Nick Chubb, can run. He's a tank. And they're doing all of this without Odell Beckham Jr. In fact, Since the play where Odell Beckham Jr. got hurt, Mike, which was an interception by Mayfield, he's intercepted. He's got 11 touchdown passes and no interceptions.
Yeah.
So sometimes, as we see with the Giants, you lose a great player, somehow you're better, and I don't understand how.
Well, Tony, I think one thing, let's give Baker Mayfield me double back and give him some more credit. I liked what he said after the game. When he said, I can't make stupid mistakes like I was making. And those have to go away. And he took that on himself. I always like hearing that, particularly from a quarterback who has been less than he ought to be. Baker Mayfield, yeah. if this improvement continues, if he plays like this every week, yeah, well, if Mitch Trubisky throws 4 touchdowns in the fourth quarter every week like he did one time, he too would be Joe Montana. There's a presumption about these guys, Tony. These players aren't that consistent. Otherwise, they'd be great and headed to the Hall of Fame. But Baker Mayfield, let's see what happens now the next 2 or 3 weeks.
I gave credit to Joe Judge at 38. Kevin Stefanski, who I also never heard of until he was named coach there, he's 38 years old. He seems like a big upgrade at the moment from Hugh Jackson and Freddie Kitchens. Seems big upgrade. Let's take
Freddie
a break.
Freddie Kitchens, there's a name we forgot.
Ooh, I didn't forget it. Are the Patriots still in it?
I forgot.
Patriots, they in it?
Yeah, get my money ready, dude. And should it be over for, speaking of quarterbacks who can't be great yet, Carson Wentz as the Eagles' overrated, overstated starter.
So you're not believing in Wentzylvania anymore, right? You're not.
Anymore? Really?
Pardon the interruption is presented by Captain Morgan. There's more fun to be had. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Captain Morgan, part of Happy Hour.
Time to put our show in the hands of the proletariat. Let's see what's first.
Mailbox
is moving. All right. Should that be it for Carson Wentz as the Eagles starter?
Yeah. Why not? I'm not even sure if Jalen Hurts is a guy who's going to be a long-term successful starter in the league. He was only 5-for-12 yesterday, even though he's getting a lot of slurpage today. Made some plays with his feet. But Carson Wentz, I mean, where are all the people that were screaming and hollering at Carson Wentz? Oh, my God, he's one of the top 100 players, and he's getting ignored. He's not getting his credit. Put some speck on his name. Get his name out of the lineup card. Are you kidding me? Carson Wentz doesn't do anything. And, you know, maybe the injury that he had, the serious injury that took him out for a while, maybe that's changed what he's physically able to do. But I'm tired of Carson Wentz. I'm tired of the Eagles. I'm tired of their quarterback issues. As far as I'm concerned, bring back Donovan McNabb. Just put him back in the lineup.
Well, here's what he does better than anybody. He gets sacked better than anybody. He leads the league with 50 sacks. He was sacked 4 times yesterday. He leads the league in interceptions with 15. There was a period of time when he was doing very well in the fourth quarter. But if you take away the fourth quarter, he's got only 8 touchdown passes and 11 interceptions. So he's digging a big hole for his team. Look, Jalen Hurts may not have an NFL arm. He may not.
He may not.
But they performed The team performed much better with Jalen Hurts out there. They gained over 6 yards per play and only three with Carson Wentz. What are you waiting for? You waiting for Mardi Gras? I mean, do
Wentz.
It now. Do
Tony,
it.
Wentz,
do
it. Wentz or Peterson, who you dumping right now? Who you dumping
best
first?
One.
Quarterback
or
and a coach.
Peterson won a Super Bowl. Oh, no. Peterson won the Super Bowl. No.
Won anything lately.
Are you starting to believe in the Patriots?
Don't ask me that. At the beginning of the year, I made a bet with you saying I would take Bill Belichick and Cam Newton ahead of the Golden Boy, the GOAT, and, you know, Mr. Know-It-All down in Tampa. I made that bet with you. I wavered. I was shook for a couple of weeks. But now the Patriots, after a beatdown yesterday of the Chargers, the Patriots are one game behind Tampa Bay. So you don't have to remind me. You don't have to ask me if I believe in him. I made the bet with you, and you get my money ready. Get it ready.
Okay, so it took Belichick a little while to figure it out, but he figured it out because he's as great a coach as Brady is a quarterback. There's no doubt about that. He now has complimentary football out there. It's way different than it was with Tom Brady. You know what it reminds me of, Mike? It reminds me of the Miami Heat, except they don't have Jimmy Butler. But there are people there that understand what they can't do, so they don't try
to do it,
including Cam Newton, who can't pass. He cannot pass anymore.
He can't hit a guy more than 8 yards
passes.
Down the field.
No, five the whole year. So
but
in
you
their
know
last
he's got?
Three wins, Mike, in their last three wins, he's attempted less than 20 passes each time because he's got to run it.
But, Tony.
I don't know that they're going to make the playoffs, but they're much better now than they were.
Tony, here's what he can do, and this has to gain him the admiration of his teammates. He is tough. He's been beat up for the last 5-6 years, and he keeps going right in the teeth of defense. That shoulder's got to be killing him. He keeps running. He's making these courageous plays. I do mean courageous. So good for them. This is good for them. And have my money ready.
Well, it was actually golf balls, and you should have them printed up with my name on them. Enough email. Let's take one last break, but still to come, what will Coastal Carolina's big win over BYU do for their ranking?
You were so excited about that game the other night. And should we trust that James Harden will ever show for the Rockettes? Ever.
I watched the whole BYU Coastal Carolina game. I did.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Pardon the interruption is presented by Captain Morgan. There's more fun to be had. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 26th birthday, Pete Alonso. The power-hitting first baseman was NL Rookie of the Year in 2019 when he hit 53 home runs, the major league high and the most ever by a New York Met. This past season, Alonso's 16 home runs was tied for third in the NL. But the real reason we are celebrating Alonso's birthday is his fabulous nickname, Polar Bear. In spring training of 2019, then-teammate Todd Frazier said to Alonso, quote, "You look like a big damn polar bear," and it stuck. In turn, Alonso said of Frazier, quote, "He's a loudmouth from Jersey, a clown," before conceding that indeed he loved Frazier. Maybe new Mets owner Steve Cohen will buy Alonso a real polar bear.
Tony, it's nice. It's an okay nickname. And baseball used to produce the greatest nicknames. And there are no great nicknames out there anymore. I mean, the last one I can even think of in baseball and sort of local for me is Big Hurt. That's a great nickname for Frank Thomas when he was a star. But are there any other great nicknames in baseball anymore? I can't come up with any. Nothing like the Splendid Splinter.
I'm not going to be able to do that
now. There aren't any.
Happy anniversary, Steve Nash. On this day 14 years ago, Nash and the Phoenix Suns outlasted Jason Kidd and the New Jersey Nets in double overtime, 161-157, the fifth highest scoring game in NBA history. Nash had 42 points and 13 assists. Kidd had 38 points, 14 rebounds, and 14 assists. Not only were they both great point guards, but they have this in common. Kidd's first coaching job was with the Nets. Nash is their head coach now, if it's okay with Kyrie Irving. After this game, Mike D'Antoni, who coached Nash then and will assist him now, said, quote, "We can go home and turn on classic NBA. It will be on already. That's the best game I've ever seen," unquote.
Tony, I was at a lot of Steve Nash games right out here in the desert, some on the road, but more out here. I don't remember that game. I remember, like, I can rattle off a couple of dozen Steve Nash great games with Amari Stoudemire, coached by Mike D'Antoni. A lot of them, sadly, against San Antonio that they lost, a lot against Kobe. But I don't remember that specific game, and Mike calls it the greatest game he's ever seen.
By the way, you're very dressed up today. Are you going to an auction or something?
Why going to a prom.
Happy trails to BYU's undefeated season. The Cougars took a last-minute game at fellow unbeaten Coastal Carolina and lost on Coastal's one-yard line at the end of the game when the BYU receiver was tackled in a play reminiscent of the Titans' loss to the Rams in the Super Bowl. BYU had been averaging 47 points a game. They got 17 here. Coastal Carolina, now 10-0, moved up to number 11 in the AP poll. But watching that game gives you the feeling the playoff committee will stick with Power 5 schools in the playoff. The gap between, say, Florida and Coastal Carolina seems really wide.
Tony, I want to say a few words about the passing of Dick Allen, one of my favorite players as a teenager. A lot of people will think of him as a Philadelphia Philly, Richie Allen. But he won an MVP on the South Side in 1972, playing for the White Sox. And 2 years later, Tony, he had what I thought was a bunt at the time as a 15-year-old kid in attendance. It was a check swing down the third baseline, one out in the ninth inning against Nolan Ryan. Broke up the no-hitter. The closest I ever came to seeing a no-hitter in person with all the games I've attended. But Dick Allen, man, he was a hell of a player. Probably didn't get his due then. And Michael Schmidt, one of your favorite players, I know, a big
yes.
defender of Dick or Richie Allen, whatever he was, but particularly in Philly for Mike Schmidt, just a wondrous player.
Michael Jack Schmidt. Yeah, I mean, he's one of the greatest third basemen of all time. Let's go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
Rockets coach Stephen Silas referred to James Harden's absence as a holdout, said there is no timetable for when he will report. What do you make of that?
No, there's no timetable for when he will report to the Brooklyn Nets. I just think he's going to be traded, Tony. I don't think this is going to work out in Houston. Zion says he'll have no minutes restriction this season. You buying that?
I am buying it. I think he will be a superstar. I don't know how long his career will last, but I think this year will be great. Kentucky has lost three straight. Cause for concern?
Probably, but Tony, I'm having a problem getting into emotionally this college basketball season so far. What about you? Are you fully in? Are you all in already?
Not at all yet. No.
Yeah.
No.
Floyd Mayweather, Logan Paul have agreed to fight in an exhibition in January. Is that a big deal?
So he's the brother of Jake Paul who knocked out Nate Robinson.
I think
Floyd Mayweather should take him out, I would think. Last one, Monday Night Football, Bills and Niners. Who you got?
Another game here in the desert, Tony, but I'm going to go with the Bills to beat the Niners tonight.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
And I'm Mike Wilbon. We're bumped by College Hoops tomorrow.